Right now, there's nothing in borough code regulating marijuana businesses in Haines. And that means, unless the assembly takes action, pot entrepreneurs only need to abide by state guidelines. Local governments can choose to be more restrictive than the state, but they can't be less restrictive. And they could impose taxes on the product. The assembly is looking into a marijuana and tobacco excise tax. Carol Waldo applied to operate Glacier Bay Farms. The business would include a dispensary across from the cruise ship dock at 75 Beach Road and a cultivation facility at 17 Helms Loop Spur. Her general manager, Jason Adams, addressed some of the concerns residents have expressed so far. Adams said they will use filters to control odor, and the buildings will have alarms and security cameras. He said he's heard concerns about people smoking pot in public, and that those under the age of 21 could get a hold of the product. State law prohibits anyone under 21 from possessing or consuming pot, other than medical exceptions.
Both these matters are for law enforcement. The community tells us where people can use it or not. Right now, the law says they can use it on personal property. So we're willing to back up anything that you guys decide, but we're not going to sell it to anyone under 21 ever. We're going to check IDs.
Adam said on-site consumption, sometimes referred to as marijuana cafes, is not part of their business plan. That's something that's still in limbo at the state level.
Marijuana has a longer lasting effect on some people, especially newer users. So if their tolerance is lower, then the effect can be more astounding or longer lasting. And then you have just a lot of sedentary people at your place.
Sean McNamara applied for a license to open Alaska Mountain Growers. Like Glacier Bay Farms, he wants to operate both a cultivation facility and a dispensary. The dispensary would be located on the Haines Highway, between the post office and the quick shop. The cultivation facility is planned for 31 Letnikoff Drive off of Mud Bay Road. McNamara's business partner Frank Clark represented Alaska Mountain Growers at the meeting. Clark said they're hoping to clear up concerns other residents have about the business.
We're going to set up some meetings with our neighbors so we can try to work through these things amicably. And we're not really here to kind of bully or anything like that. We'd like to work everything out amicably. And we're not going to litigate this at the end. So we can't honestly come to agreement on things in good faith, and we'll probably do it elsewhere.
Like Adams, Clark said they plan to meet state standards for security and will implement measures to minimize odor. Erica Merklin applied to operate Resurrected Dreams, a limited cultivation facility at her property on Chilcat Lake Road, about 26 miles out of town. It would be 500 square feet or less. She said if she's successful, she would want to expand in the future. Since there are currently no local dispensaries, Merklin said she would export her product to Skagway or Juneau for now. She encouraged the community to get behind the marijuana industry.
I think it'd be good for our community to take a supportive stance in this and be progressive about it and accept that it's something that is happening.
Resident Tom Ganner said he supports the idea of cultivation and distribution, but is concerned that there are no local regulations.
Our community should have a greater degree of self-determination with respect to the issuances of licenses and permits. Local public concerns should be acknowledged, respected, and addressed.
Going forward, the assembly could decide to get tighter on restrictions for pot businesses, and they can protest license applications at the state level. In Skagway, the borough restricted pot businesses in certain zones. For example, a retail marijuana store would need to get a conditional use permit in the business district. Right now, each applicant is still waiting for the go-ahead from the state. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.